Hey, sleepers, it's your favorite host, Dirty Jobs Mike, and I'm here to tell you about PristineAuction.com. This site literally has everything you need to deck out your man or woman cave with every single sporting item you can think of. Signed helmet? They've got them. Signed jersey? They got those too. And they're all certified authentic. And they got them cheap, boys and girls, with daily auctions for your chance to win. Just make sure you drop the promo code SLEEPER so they can toss you an extra $5 off of your first order. Remember, that's Pristine Auction, P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com.
All right, we're back on the Sleeper Wire mail sack. It has been a solid 90 minutes of calls tonight, and I really do appreciate all the calls, and I feel like we got to get into the sack finally. We've got questions galore. Guys, if you refresh your Google Doc, there's lots. I'm still editing the last 30 or so, so I'll tighten those up. But Lucas, are you going to run the ship? You want to get us started here in the mail sack, and we'll go.
Yeah,
we'll go. We'll go through it.
We're gonna fly through these ones, boys. So let's keep concise here.
No, let's spend 10-15 minutes discussing each question. Let's just stay up all night.
All right. So Wilson Girl says Allen or Stafford. Who, start us off? Pick one.
Okay, I'll pick one. Allen.
Okay. All right. I'm going Allen here. Also, I think Hoos is taking a quick bio. Next question we have
Allen.
Passes, smokes. Pick two, Debo, McColl, Hardman, or Josh Gordon, PPR. I'm going McColl and Gordon.
Same.
McColl, Gordon.
Okay. Kelly Green, what is a fair trade for Kamara? I'm looking for wide receiver depth. We're going to need you to email in and kind of let us know what team you have there. Art and iPhone, is it time to bench Tariq Cohen? You know, it depends on who you have, right? I'm still starting Tariq in PPR and two flex leagues. But we really need to know who you would have that we could play over him. Rafi says, AJ Green, drop or stash? I think it's a stash, right?
Yeah, you 100%. Hold on to AJ Green. You drop him. Somebody else
He just shed his boot. Like, it's the wrong time to drop him. He just shed his boot.
He is running. He doesn't, you know, they said that there is a noticeable limp when he runs, so he's probably still a couple weeks out from really getting back on the field, but this is sash time. Alexito 12, should I trade Eckler and Jacobs for Devontae Adams? Seems like too much.
That's
to
a
me.
Lot.
But, you know, those are like, you know, two RB1s for.
If those are guys that you drafted. And you're so stacked where you have other running backs because these are guys you probably drafted later, then sure. I don't want to say sure. That's a lot for a wide receiver one. I'm going to say no.
It depends. What I mean, you have to be stacked at running back if that's what you're
right.
looking to do.
Right.
I am all on board trading Eckler high right now. Like,
right.
You know, anything could happen. Melvin Gordon can come back here in the next couple of weeks. They could start giving Justin Jackson more work because he's not bad also. There's a lot of things that can happen. So I agree with selling high, but try to do Eckler and maybe a lesser running back than Jacobs for Devontae. Speaker box, is Mustard a bona fide fantasy starter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's worth starting.
Yep.
Dio, I need to start four of these guys in a half-point PPR, and he has five guys here. So basically, who is sitting? Edelman, John Brown, Marquise Brown, Kenny Galladay, DeMarcus Robinson. Which one of these guys are y'all sitting?
I'm sitting Julian Edelman.
Wow.
You know what though? I like that. I really like what Dirty Job just said. I mean, it's so crowded there, but I think I'm gonna sit Goodwin. But I feel like Mike is right, but I'm gonna still say sit Goodwin.
No. Goodwin went on here. It's John Brown, Marquise Brown, Kenny Galladay, DeMarcus Robinson, and Edelman.
Oh, sorry, Marquise Brown. Sorry,
I'm not sitting Marquise Brown. Not against the Chiefs. I think that he could just absolutely go off. So for me, it's Edelman or Robinson, DeMarcus Robinson.
So you're sitting Edelman, basically.
Yeah. I mean, look, Robinson had a huge game, but it's still a crapshoot who's going to get the targets between Mecole Hardman, Robinson, Watkins, and Kelsey right now. Like,
I just love his efficiency. He was targeted 6 of 6 times and caught all balls. Meanwhile, Sammy Watkins was targeted 13 times, caught 6.
Yeah. They were also playing a terrible Oakland defense, and now they're going to Baltimore. So,
Look at D-Rob.
So I guess it's Edelman here because you want the upside of Robinson. Bay's Fitness. Should I trade Michael Thomas, Lamar Jackson, and Sony? No, we said no.
We did answered, it, right?
We already did this one. Lefty 07. At Sleepwire Steve, rest of season roster, Debo Samuel, Hardman, or Scary Terry?
Give me Scary Terry. All day, rest of season, like, for sure.
I love it. I love it. 12th this week.
By the way, he can't be Scary Terry. That's Terry Rozier. So we got to come up with another nickname for McLaurin.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. He needs a like he can't be Scary Terry. No, that's a different guy. Yeah.
We'll come up with that one.
All right.
This week's top 8 defenses are gone. What is a sneaky pick for you? All right, everyone, throw out a DST that you could stream this week.
Sneaky? I don't know how sneaky Tennessee is anymore.
No, yeah, I think we did. Bucks, 49ers, and Packers are all available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, I feel like all the teams that people think are still bad, you know,
especially the 49ers.
Even the Falcons. I mean, the Falcons looked good last week.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
And nobody has really emerged, especially in leagues where you get, like, extra for...
I'm starting the Bucs. Start the Bucs against
for, like, punt returns and stuff. I haven't seen anybody emerge as, like, an electric punt returner, kick returner yet. So, and there hasn't been a lot of pick sixes either. There hasn't been that many. So it's more about point. Like who's keeping the points down is where you're looking right now.
Right. Hoodie Wool Bird says, is the Jags defense droppable with the Ramsey trade? Bills and Titans are available. I think we all just said that we like the Titans here. But Bills is not a bad pickup either. Art and iPhone, should I trade Edelman for Sony Michel? I think that's probably a yes. He's already benching Hilton, so it sounds like he has depth. JM85 picked up Nelson Aguilar. Opponent has wins. Do I start Nelson over Cobb in my flex? Dirty, start Nelson Aguilar this week?
Nelson this week, yep.
Yep, I think I'm there too. Hoos, you agree?
Over Cobb?
Yeah.
Over Cobb, yeah.
Mrs. Ain't My House. Who's on your week 3 waiver wire running backs that we should keep a close eye on? Mostert, Darwin Thompson, Jamal Williams. You guys have any others? Frank Gore?
Ty Johnson,
yep.
I'm going to say I like to add guys like the clear backup. So I'm going to say Chase Edmonds if you have a roster spot to burn, just in case TJ gets hurt. Paul Perkins wouldn't be a bad one either.
Kalen Ballage is a guy I've got a little bit of an eye on.
I was going to say Ballage.
That's so gross. I just threw up.
Yeah, he's just gross. That's why I didn't say Ballage.
Right, yeah, there's going to be points coming out of Miami. I mean, it's not going to be many, but there's going to be.
Are there? Yeah, there's points for the other team coming out of Miami, but.
Johnson? Anybody?
Preston gets traded. I think Preston Williams may be the only person I care about for Miami.
Jeffrey Wilson, I would say.
Yeah, that's just – it's so crowded.
Is it really, though? I mean, right now it's not.
Breida? I mean, there's 3 of them all getting touches. Breida, Mostert, and Wilson. I mean, that's pretty crowded.
Just running. Like, that's what their offense is doing.
Yeah, I know. But it's just tough. Tough with 3 for me. He's definitely the third person you're interested in behind Breida and Mostert.
Well, I'm just saying, given what he's asking, like he's asking for guys next week, right? So I think my main one is going to be Ty Johnson, though. He's the most intriguing one for me. With yes. no C.J. Anderson.
With no C.J. Anderson. Yes, for sure. B40, what do I do with Edelman? Continue to start with A.B. in town?
No.
Depends on who
depends
you have.
Options.
Yeah, it depends on who you have. Yeah. If you have better options, then
let us know.
You know?
Shoot us a message.
Options are you put Edelman on your bench even if you've got nobody to replace him.
That's rough. Dysonberg 95. Are the Bills for real? Is Josh Allen a QB1?
Yes.
I say yes and
border.
You know, fringe, yeah. Wait and see. Let's light it up. Rest of the season. Who's better for fantasy? Andy Dalton or Jimmy Garoppolo? 12 team.
I think Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I think it's Jimmy. I think it's Jimmy.
Really doesn't even have AJ Green back. So, and he looks he's been serviceable. He's been very serviceable.
But can he do it the whole season? We've seen
he has.
We have such
he
a
has.
Large
sample size. Jimmy can do it.
We have such a large. We haven't seen him stay healthy, but we know Jimmy
right.
can do it.
No, we don't know that Jimmy can do it. We really don't. He hasn't targeted Kittle as – I mean, he's targeted Kittle a bunch. Kittle is not – Kittle's like number 13 as far as tight ends right now. The wide receiver, his best tight end is Deebo Samuels. They're running the ball a ton. Andy Dalton threw the ball like 50 times last week. The week before. I don't have his attempts in front of me right now, but I'm pretty sure he threw the ball a ton because he had to try to keep up against the Niners.
So, yeah. Small sample size. I can't trust. I don't really want to play either of them.
Give me Dalton. He's top 10 right now, and he was missing his best weapon.
We'll
what is
what
he going to do once he gets him?
Well, we'll
he
see.
He still threw for 300 yards last week.
I know.
Against a top defense.
How many
and
turnovers?
418 yards against Seattle at Seattle.
Yeah, but Seattle's. I mean, they're one of the. They're terrible defense. They don't have anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. Dalton's been balling. He has been balling out. But I think that this might be the litmus test is this week at Buffalo, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the matchups are coming along where we can start to say, yeah, Jimmy's got Pittsburgh this week too. Oh.
Yeah, this is the litmus test for
the hell
for
is
Andy Dalton.
The litmus test? Do you think our listeners are educated scientists? What are you talking about here?
Give me a hell yeah!
We got a mixer question. I got to interrupt when there's a mixer question because they're listening. Ricardo Banks, PPR, Flex, Allen Robinson, MVS, the other Robinson, Chris Thompson, and Wilson Jr. and Breida. Who the hell is Wilson Jr.?
He's the third string for San Francisco.
Okay.
We were talking about it. It's like,
all right. PPR flex out of those guys. Allen Robinson, MVS, the other Robinson, Chris Thompson, Wilson Jr., and Breida.
So this is Breida. Which one?
Well, Breida first. I'm going to pick Breida. He needs one.
He just needs one of these in a PPR.
Yeah, Robinson. Oh, sorry, Breida.
Breida for me, too.
I think I'm going Allen Robinson. But I got outvoted here, so you're going Breida.
All right. Minimal impact. Would you guys rather have Darwin or Gore as a stash? I have Chubb, Ingram, and Jacobs. Darwin, I think.
Darwin.
Right? Yeah. Long term?
Gore isn't a stash. You're playing Gore now.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're playing him now just for him to lose his job later to Singletary.
Or TJ Yeldon.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if you need a one-week play, I think Gore's probably your guy. Darwin Thompson, he has to have both. I know they're both kind of already banged up, but that's what has to happen. They both have to be injured for him to be useful.
Darwin's going to take the job.
No, he's not.
He will.
No. No, it's not happening.
The prophet has spoken.
In a running game.
The prophet
neither one
has
of them
spoken.
Has done anything in a running game.
It's true.
What do you mean, McCoy looked really
McCoy
good.
Didn't do anything in a running game?
Week
what do you
one?
Do?
Are you kidding me? Did you see?
What did he do?
Here, I'll tell you right now. He
right,
was like
he had limited touches. He's already injured. He's old.
What? So is Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, but Emmanuel Sanders is different.
McCoy had 10 rushes for 81 yards against Jacksonville. I know he didn't look great last week, but Oakland's front line looked pretty good. And he is banged up. I know. I get it.
Darwin Thompson. I think it's Darwin Thompson. I'm sorry.
For stats, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, got one more from Ash. Mike, are you trying to talk or who's talking? I don't know what's going on.
You're talking.
Okay.
You're talking.
Ashway Bo, do I trade Devontae? Here's the opportunity. Do I trade Devontae, Derrick Henry, and Tyreek for Cooper Kupp and Zeke? I have Chris Carson and Dalvin at running back, Woods, Godwin, and Kirk at wide receiver. So getting rid of Devontae, Henry, and Tyreek, getting Cooper Kupp and Zeke.
Yep, I do that.
I think I'd do this trade too. Yeah, I like that. I think you're improving really good at running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I'm good with that too. Okay, cool. That's all I got from the mixer for right now. I'll be back later when I have to interrupt again. Oh, wait.
Darvin.
Wait. We got a call. And I don't have time to screen it. So, caller, you're listening. Two questions only, please, if we need to do more. Call back. I don't know who you are. I'm going to put you on the air. Don't cuss. Caller, what's your name? Thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. Who are you?
How's it going? This is Brandon. I hit you guys up on the app. Username is BeQuickSilver.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got your questions in our list, but this is an easier way to do it. Thanks you for calling.
Yeah. I figured I'd give a call. So, yeah, my main question was about the status of Alvin Kamara now with Teddy Bridgewater taking the reins. And my second question, how to deal with Devontae Freeman and what's the insight on him?
So, Alvin Kamara, I think, is going to be just fine. They're going to lean on him heavily. Latavius Murray is not really a factor there. He's not as good as Ingram. I think that the Saints are really going to be okay. They're going to be okay, and Kamara's still going to get his. Devonta Freeman has looked like a shell of himself. The O-line there is kind of garbage, and they're not opening up any running lanes for an O-line that was supposed to be top five. Dirty Jobs, you got anything to add to what do you think about Kamara and Devonta Freeman?
I mean, I think they're going to be good to go for the rest of the year. I mean, I know they both kind of had a shaky start, but I like them both the rest of the season. I mean, they're both studs. They're both studs in respectful places. I know Ito Smith's getting on the field a little bit more, but I still like him rest of the season.
I don't like Freeman. Get rid of him now. I told you not to draft the guy. I don't know why you drafted him anyway after I told you not to draft him. He's Doug Martin.
I mean, that's I'm on the a little bit on the who's side. I'm nervous about Freeman, but I think
he's
they're still
anyway, and that's no good. If he was getting all the work and he was having bad games, like I'd say, sure, he's getting all the work. Roll him out there, but he's not. He's Doug Martin at this point. I said it before the start of the year. That's who he is now. That's who he's going to be. He's going to be injured in a week or two. We're going to relegate him off to the bench, and it'll be an Ito Smith, Brian Hill show, and then we'll see Kadri Allison. So we're going to see Kadri Allison at some point later on in the year.
Who's going all the way down the depth chart?
Right.
Go down.
He's on the anyone but Freeman train, which, you know.
He's had a ton of carries. Ton.
All right, caller, We good? You got anything else?
Yeah, I mean, that covers the whole Alvin Kamara thing. I mean, I'm pretty worried about with Teddy Bridgewater because he's shown this to be an average QB. So I wasn't sure if all these defenses are just going to stack the box or if they're just going to give him the ball more. I mean, that's the same thing with Freeman. I'm a little worried. He doesn't look good. The offensive line is pretty shaky. Some guys gotten hurt. And Ito Smith is looking pretty legit.
Yeah, you should be more nervous about Freeman than Kamara. I think that Teddy Bridgewater is one of the best backups in the NFL, and he has a lot of weapons around him. And I think he will throw downhill. Michael Thomas is still going to open it up. Ted Ginn's going to be, they still have weapons. So I don't think they're going to be, he's a good enough passer that they can't just stack the box.
Agreed.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank
all
you.
Right, dude. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
That drop the box, stack the box thing always gets me. Like, it's if the running back is good, like, I mean, yeah, okay, we'll stack the box against Saquon Barkley. Whatever. He still gets his job done. Like, Kamara's one of those guys, I think, stack the box or not, he can still get the job done. Like, he's that talented. I don't like that argument. Where were we at on the list? I have no idea. Were we at?
We were at Darvin.
Darvin. All right. Let's get back on that.
Can only start one wide receiver: Robbie Anderson, Sanu, Goodwin, or Beasley. Goodwin for me, guys.
Goodwin here. He chose to get the work.
Goodwin.
It's not Anderson. Be quick, Silva. What do I do with Kamara?
Oh, he just called.
Stand pack.
Yeah, he just called.
Yeah, that was
start him. What do you mean?
JBB thinking if I should try to trade away Edelman and John Ross for Woods and Darwin. Woods and Darwin. Half point PVR. I'm the shady owner.
Yeah, if you can get it.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Pick two to start in half point PPR with highest upside. My opponent's projected to beat me by 20. Edelman, Fitz, J. Ross, Freeman, Shady, Duke Johnson. This is Fitz and Ross for me.
Yeah, Fitz and Ross.
Yeah, same here.
Coco Packs, PPR, Nita Flex, Matt Breida, James White, Christian Kirk.
Breida.
I think I'm going James White.
Yeah, I'm going to go White.
OBJ 15, what are some good trade offers for Mahomes, Derek? What are some good trade offers for Mahomes, Derrick Henry, Fournette, Barkley, AB, or Thielen? The Mahomes Henry owner is looking for an RB1.
Barkley? I mean, it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd try with Henry first.
Yeah,
he's high.
You trade
right
Mahomes
now
for Henry?
No, I wouldn't trade. I'd have to throw Henry and something. I wouldn't mind doing that for Mahomes.
No, Mahomes and Henry is on the same team.
Oh, okay. I listened. I heard that wrong.
OBJ 15, if you can message me on Sleeper, I'm not 100% sure. I'm slightly confused with this. Your next question, and who should I start this week? 12-man, half-point PPR.
Let's set a lineup. I need a drop for that. This one, I love these. All right, let's knock this out. Quarterback Cam Newton or Josh Allen? Josh Allen. No question.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, Cam sitting.
Running back, Sony Michel, Raheem Mostert. Who else has he got? Chris Carson.
Chris Carson.
And
you
Nick...
got to do Chris Carson.
Yeah. Carson.
Carson and Michel. Who's you want, Michel or Mostert?
I want Mostert.
Oh,
he's getting double work.
You got Nick Chubb in there, too. Nick Chubb, he's in the mix.
He's in the flex. Yeah, he's in the flex. Yeah, I think that we're keeping Nick Chubb in the flex there.
Oh, yeah, you're not removing Chubb.
All right. Wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar, Robbie Anderson, Jarvis Landry, Tyrell Williams, Michael Thomas, Curtis Samuel.
You got to play Michael Thomas, sit Robbie Anderson, and then it's really, would you guys play Aguilar or Tyrell Williams?
This week, Aguilar.
I play Tyrell.
Yeah, so probably so Tyrell and Michael Thomas for your wide receivers, and then roll Mostert, Chubb, and Chris Carson for your running backs.
Sure.
All right. Tight end, the Hawk, or Vance McDonald?
Vance McDonald for me.
Vance.
Yep. I'm on that, too. His kicker's empty. You know what? There's a lot of good kickers out there. Look at Arizona's kicker. Who's the other guy? Carolina? Is that the new guy? Sly something? Is that his name?
Ooh.
It's Carolina, I think. I think Carolina's kicker was pretty good. There's some guy named Gay who's not too bad. These guys are all on waivers, but that
guy named Gay, not too bad.
Yeah, the Arizona kicker I like a lot. He's I think he's 100% so far, and
Joey Sly is the number one kicker.
Yeah,
in the league right now, he posted 11 points against the Rams, 16 against Tampa. He's going to face not as good of a defense this upcoming week. He's got Arizona. So he might not kick the ball three times in the first week and then four times in the second week. Maybe just once or twice. But, yeah,
Yeah, but still, I mean, if Cam doesn't play, that offense might not move as well. But
that's true.
Yeah,
right.
I like those guys. All right, sorry. That was my – I love doing – set my lineup for me.
All right, next we have Isos. Pickup Hunter Henry, ? If you have an IR spot, sure.
Or if you have, like, six or deeper benches, yes.
Yes, it needs to be pretty deep for me to want to hold him. Bald Never Lie, play Chris Thompson or Duke? I'm Chris Thompson.
CT.
I'm Chris Thompson, too.
Air Miami, have Cam and Rogers thinking about picking up Josh Allen. Keep or deal to Breeze or Roth owner? Silly move. No, I mean, if you can pick up Josh Allen and drop Cam, pick up Josh Allen, and then try to make a trade, go for it. He has the first pick on waivers with no immediate needs. I'm not using my first waiver priority on picking up Josh Allen. No, save that.
Yeah, save it for.
I mean, depending on what you think you can get in a trade for Josh Allen, like if everybody, which there was a lot of quarterbacks that went down. So if you're going to get him and there was a ton of people that were going to go after him and offer you their best running back for him, then sure, it's worth it. But you need to do all your due diligence first before you put in that waiver claim. You tell people, hey, I'm grabbing Josh Allen. Who do you want? You know, go to the needy quarterback teams and say, I'm going to grab Josh Allen. Give me this guy and I'll trade you him in the morning and see what they say. By the time the show comes out, it won't help you, though.
He might be listening.
Maybe.
Rod Ball says, pick up Darwin Thompson. Sure, yes. He's not a bad stash. Wayne Bretzky, Will Disley on waivers with Njoku out? Yes. Yeah, Disley's not a bad target. Valentine, someone in my league dropped Melvin Green.
Gordon. Oh, Melvin Gordon.
Gordon. Should I pick him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got, if you have the room to stash him, go ahead. Waller. Or Disley, Waller, right?
Hang on.
I'm going Disley here this week.
Wow. It's not even close for me. I'm a Waller man.
I feel like it's Waller, but I don't want to just say that. So let me see how I ranked it. And then
Waller's a significant part of that offense. Disley is like he gets in the end zone or you're not even sure if he's there.
You mean Russell Wilson doesn't love his tight ends? I've been telling everybody that.
Okay, so I have Waller ahead by a good bit.
Pat Valunti, start Josh Allen, Carson Wentz, or Kyler Murray, 4-point passing touchdown.
Carson Wentz.
I think we told a caller earlier Josh Allen, and I think that's...
I think I might have said Carson over Josh Allen. If you guys said that,
it was. You did say Wentz, and I think it might have been Curtis, honestly. And me and Mike said Josh Allen, so I'm sticking with Josh Allen here, assuming that DeSean Jackson and Jeffrey are both out.
Well, I'll revert back to Josh Allen then. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, not much has changed in the last hour, so I got to stick with what I said. Valentine, MVS is on my waiver. Should I pick him up, Josh Allen or Matt Ryan, week 3?
Yes, and Josh Allen.
Who do the Falcons play? I'm blanking.
Yeah, I'm blanking too. And
hold on 1 second. Somebody must know this. How do I not know?
All three of us are blanking on this right now.
Hold on. Give me one second.
Okay, they're playing Colts.
I think I'm going Matt Ryan.
I think Colts have
Matt Ryan. They're okay. They don't have the best against passing, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm going Matt Ryan. They're playing in a dome, and I got to go Matt Ryan here. Next we have
one more Jamal Williams value rest of season. Stash if you're a Jones owner, I think.
Yeah, and you know he could have some standalone value also.
He's just not very good though.
He's mediocre. Yeah, he's mediocre on a high-powered offense.
Yeah,
he's been looking pretty decent this year, I thought. I really like what I've seen out of Jamal.
I haven't.
He's more versatile than Aaron Jones. He has better hands. He has better hands. Aaron Jones is the better runner, better in open space, but Jamal's kind of can be used on more packages. J-Dub 11 is either Mac Hollins. Mac, who's Hollins? Our Sega Whiteside worth a stash in a 12-point super.
Oh, Hollins. We talked about this guy on the Tuesday show.
Receivers to wide receivers.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas Thielen. Any of these guys? I don't think any of these guys are worth a stash to me. Whiteside would be the best out of these, but I think that with Deshaun and Jeffrey likely coming back, and then you're still having to compete with Ertz and Goddard.
If he's looking at these guys, though, this is a really big bench deep league. So you're probably not going to start these guys. If you do, you're just looking for something. So yeah, I guess Arcega Whiteside would be the guy too.
Cosm McKinshi, who to flex? James Conner or Terry McLaurin?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Cosm, you got to wait. I added two more that you guys didn't see. I'll do these for you. Hot sauce trademark, TM. Rest of season, Sony Mixon or Burita?
Mixon,
for sure.
All right. Oh, we got a trade. We got a trade talk. JVB was just offered Sony for Waller. I kind of want to keep Waller to use to upgrade a wide receiver, but I am thinking Sony is a good value right now and might be more valuable in a future trade. What do you think?
You got to take Waller. You got to take Sony.
Sony, yep.
Yeah, you got to get Sony right here.
Do it. Do it.
All right, now we're on to Kosha Meshigamakshi. Whatever you said. Whatever you said.
James Conner or Terry McLaurin? James Conner.
James Conner.
Corner.
Muddy Water 87, Stafford or Kyler?
Kyler.
I'm going Kyler.
I feel like we answered this earlier.
Kyler against – I don't think we did this exact one. Next we have Greg Elliott. What's going on with Connor and Singletary? Connor has a knee issue. Singletary has a hamstring issue.
Both should play.
I'm not certain about Singletary with the hamstring thing. I would definitely monitor that one. Concerned about Jameis going forward or not? I mean, yeah, a little bit. The dude turns the ball over a ton. Fab waiver recap. What players were most popular this week? What did they go for on average? Robinson was the number one in most of my fab leagues, and I saw him go for about 15% in my leagues. What'd you guys see?
Somebody got him for 35.
Same seas, yeah. Some people spend a little bit more, It varies always because it all depends on need. So you gotta have some guys spend $50 depending on what they need.
Underrated free agent pickups. I think we talked about Chark if he wasn't snagged.
Talk about Ty as far as running backs.
Yeah, Ty Johnson. But if you're looking for guys for immediate value, I would say Chark, Conley,
Gore if he's available.
Gore, yeah, he's probably got snagged.
I don't know. He's available in a lot of leagues I'm in still.
Know who we haven't spoken? We haven't talked about yet? And it's probably because we haven't got any questions about it. But I feel like we should talk a little bit. And we don't have to talk about them, but bring them up. Cody Latimer and Benny Fowler. These are guys that you're adding now before Daniel Jones makes them to be, add later. So it's depending on your bench, obviously. If you have some better options, you're not going to pick them up. But if you're in a deeper league, you might have to take a look at Benny Fowler, who Jones looked at quite a bit. So,
yeah, keep that in mind. Tate comes back also in a couple of weeks. So,
this is true.
Lacocious, he owns Kelsey, Andrews, and Waller in a 10-team league. Trade Waller straight up for quality wide receivers. Evans and Cooper are my top two. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I do it.
Yeah, I do this too.
Oh, I got another trade. I got another trade situation. OBJ 15. Do you trade Carson, Hockenson, or Vance and Josh Allen for Henry and Mahomes?
Okay, say that again.
All right, so he's going to give up Chris Carson, either Hockenson or Vance, and Josh Allen to get Derrick Henry and Mahomes.
Yeah, I do it.
I'd do that too.
Yeah, I would give up. If you can do Vance, and yeah, I would go ahead and do it.
Yep, I like it. Wait, I got it. Hang on, Mike. Anything?
Nope, nothing. I agree.
Do it. Do it.
All right.
Great. Make the trade.
Back to the
drop.
J-Kim 6248. Gurley Golladay or Jacobs McLaurin. Gurley Golladay. Yeah, I love McLaurin,
give me Gurley.
Yeah. No, this is a trade offer I got for the rest of season. He threw in Marvin Jones Jr., but I'll just drop him. It's Gurley and Golladay. The Germ, would you trust playing Terry McLaurin against the Bears? I'm playing him in a couple places.
And I'm not. I don't mess around with Bears.
Yeah, I'm playing him as well. A few places.
JP Bain, 28. Who wins half-point PPR dynasty trade? Mike Evans. Okay, so this is kind of confusing. Steve, can you see this?
Hang on one second. Here we go. Where are we at? JP Barn? JP Bain?
Okay, it looks like Mike Evans, Fournette, and a 2020 second for Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
And a first?
This was a poll. This was a poll, so it's got the votes next to it. Let me find it in the thread real quick here. In the meantime, I do have two questions on the Mixler we can do while I dig this question up here. Ricardo Banks, Mike Williams or Metcalf, half point?
Metcalf, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I got Metcalf ahead.
All right, and Black Mama 24, Sony versus the Jets? Or Mostert versus the Steelers, PPR?
Mostert.
Sony for me.
Okay. JP Bean, okay, I got it. So who wins this half-point dynasty trade? So one side is Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette, and a 2020 second. The other side is Devontae Adams. So which side of that trade do you like better?
The first
Mike
side.
Evans. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah,
sorry, that was so confusing. It doesn't copy and paste very well. These polls don't copy and paste well.
Okay, so two wide receivers and a flex. DeMarcus Robinson, Hardman, John Brown, Allen Robinson, Scary Terry, Will Fuller, Malcolm Brown, Philip Lindsay. So
Curry,
I think
Andy,
it's
Rob, for me.
Gosh, I mean, for me, it's Lindsay in the flex and then John Brown.
John Brown.
Yeah, for me, it's John Brown and I guess Robinson.
Yep.
I guess Robinson there.
Those are tough. That's tough to learn right there.
It is tough because trying to figure out who's gonna ball out for the Chiefs is, you know, flip a coin. It's nearly impossible to predict. It really is.
I like Nicole Hart, but yeah. I'm there with you guys.
Yeah, that's just really
cool. I feel like he's the guy that sticks out on that team without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Eraser 24. Should I consider trading Barkley and Fitzgerald for Zeke and Ingram? I mean, so the Barkley and Zeke are just kind of a pick which one you like, and so after this, it's Fitzgerald for Ingram. I need another quality running back. He has Evans, Keenan Allen, and
Ingram, the running back.
Yeah, yeah. So so basically, this is Fitzgerald for Ingram. Would you rather have, and he needs a running back. I'm okay with this trade if he needs.
If he needs a running back, I take it. I mean, I think I'd rather have the other side, but if he needs a running back, I take it.
Well, Fitz is his wide receiver four. Like, he's got Evans, Keenan, Allen, and T.Y., so he's pretty good in wide receiver land right now.
It sounds like he's gonna start Ingram, so I would do this.
Yeah. Right.
Greg Elliott, half.
Do it!
Half point PPR, three wide receiver, one flex. Cup. Thielen, Sanders, John Ross, Fitz, James White. So Cup. Wow.
This is another tough one. I'm going to go Cup and Sanders, though.
Half point PPR. He needs four of these. Cup, Jeez. Sanders, Fitz, and Thielen. Fitz. Yeah, I'm Fitz sitting John Ross.
I'm going to sit. Oh, Ross, too?
I'm playing Ross over Fitz.
I can't sit Ross.
How are you going to sit Fitz?
I can't say Fitz.
You can't say Fitz.
Can't say Rots. Can't say Fitz.
Well, we got somebody.
You got to sit Thielen, I guess.
Ooh.
Got to sit Thielen, I guess.
That's so tough.
Wait, they got Oakland this week, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I can't. Did you see what Kansas City just did to them in the air?
Man.
Yeah.
This is the hardest question.
Okay. I'm going to make this easy. Are you sitting John Ross or Sanders?
Sanders.
I'm sitting Sanders.
Okay. Sit Sanders and James White. Trey Bay. I have DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, John Brown.
This is a repeat. Yeah. He posted it like 300 times, so it's going to come up again.
He wanted to make sure he got it answered.
Yeah.
T-Skins. I'm 0-2, tilting bad, bunch of busts on my team. Coleman, Josh Gordon, Murray, Jeffrey. Has Devontae Adams and Kelsey thinking about trying to flip one to get depth on your team? No, I mean, you do have some players that haven't performed that great. So if you get the right trade offer, you know, there should be no one on your team that's untouchable for the right offer. Bolt up. Should I flex DJ Chark tomorrow night against Tennessee?
We don't know who'd you do it over, but sure.
I mean, he's not a bad option. Tennessee is pretty good, but he's not a bad option.
Tennessee defense. I would rather wait to play somebody else if I could, but
I don't know who he has. Yeah. But I like DJ Chark.
Yeah, let's just move on to this one. SM Lose 05. I have both Mark Andrews and Vance McDonald's on our squad. My buddy's trying to trade me Josh Jacobs for McDonald's. Solid trade or not? Yeah, for you.
Hell yeah. I'll get Josh Jacobs all day.
Yeah.
Nick M, 13-13, Fournette and Ridley for Hopkins. Yeah, if you're getting the Hopkins back, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Fournette
Do
and
it.
Ridley for...
For DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, Hopkins. I thought you said Hawkinson. I'm like,
no,
what?
Hopkins. He's getting Hopkins back.
What are you guys...
Yeah, man. No, 100%. 100% do that if you're getting Hopkins. Yeah.
Yes.
J.P. Bain, should I start J.J. or D.J. Chark?
DD or Chark?
No, Arcega Whiteside or Chark.
Chark.
Yeah, I think I'm going Chark here also.
We need to shorten JJ Arcega Whiteside's name. He needs to be just J-Jaw.
He's Jaws.
There, Jaws. Yeah.
Jaws, yeah.
All right, cool.
Trey Bebe, is Gallup worth holding on to? Yes. C-First 02, Malcolm Brown, Diggs, Woods, and Kirk. Which three should I use? I assume Marquise Brown, Diggs, Woods, and Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first three for me, guys. Marquise Brown, Diggs, and Woods. Sit Kirk.
Yeah, same here.
Yep.
All right.
It's
another Trey Bebe. You can skip that one again.
Brocurry 04, who should I start standard scoring? Miles Sanders, Frank Gore, Allen Robinson, Devin Singletary. Probably Frank Gore if Singletary sits. Standard scoring guys, so.
Yeah, Frank Gore should eat. Might want to see what Yeldon has, though. So, but yeah, I'd start Franco, I guess.
I think Yeldon gets a piece of it too, but I.
Yeah, me too.
I'm still not ruling Singletary out. Like,
no, and that too, and I'm also not ruling him out just yet. But if he does miss, I don't mind starting Franco.
Okay, moving on here. Infante, which side, PPR, Sony and Edelman, Chubb and Larry Fitz? Chubb and Larry Fitz for me.
Yeah, same here.
Same.
Noob. I was originally offered Keenan Allen, Josh Allen for Lamar Jackson, DJ Moore, and Matt Breida. Now he's trying to replace Lamar with Mahomes, so should I do the trade? If you're having to give up Mahomes, no.
No,
100% not. No. Rest of season, it's. We like Lamar, but it's Mahomes 100%. He's the guy. Third down, should we trust Michael Thomas can produce with Bridgewater as a QB? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Thomas is one of those guys that's just exclusive.
Marquez, I have three slots in full PPR with five names. Still need to sit two people. So is he sit two? Diggs, Hardman, Hyde, Boyd, Hollywood. In a full PPR,
Hardman and
Hyde. Yeah. Hardman and Hyde.
Hyde, yeah. Yep. Hardman and Hyde for me.
By the way, his name is now Carlos Miller because he looks like Lamar Miller out there on the field.
Carlos, yeah. I mean, they like him as much as Lamar Miller. Exactly. I thought they would give Duke Johnson some love, but
nope.
That was a bummer.
Pretty high. This next one, I think he's looking for betting advice or something. Any good source for spreads? I mean,
I just use the big. There's one. It's Vegas something or other. It shows all the different gambling books. Yeah. I forget what it's called right off the top of my head. Jets in the clouds. Better tight end, Witten or Cook?
Yeah, Cook better, but Witten's more productive.
I got to go Witten. I feel like he's going to get you your 3 for 40 and a 50-50 shot at a touchdown.
Cook was targeted a little bit. It was Michael Thomas and it was Cook that was targeted after Breeze left the game. So I think I go Cook.
I'm okay with that. I mean, Cook has more upside. Mosaic 1980, how's Gore do this week? We think that he is going – it depends on Singletary. He'll probably – if Singletary's not there, he's probably going to get 20 rushes for 75 yards, and he might get in the end zone.
He's going to get work. Yards. I mean, he had 21 touches last week, so as long as there's no Singletary, he should be fine to start.
FF Legend 56, my Jacobs for his Gurley. I would do that. You guys want Gurley or Jacobs?
It feels very lateral. But
yeah, it does Gurley. Feel lateral. I think I like keeping Jacobs here. I think, I don't know, I like them both, but Jacobs just doesn't have anybody vulturing his touchdowns.
Well, right. Yeah, that's my only thing. But I think I'd rather have Gurley. You know?
Gurley looks explosive to me. I think that they're just kind of – they've just been kind of playing safe with him. He's a buy low for me. Buy low for sure. Bony Bones. Do I trade Derrick Henry, Tyreek, and Devontae Adams for Zeke and Kupp? Did we already do this one?
It feels like we did, didn't we?
And it feels like it.
I don't know.
Tyreek and Devontae for Zeke and Kupp.
Actually did.
You're giving up a lot. Tyreek and Devontae Adams. Or is it Devontae Adams or Freeman?
Maybe.
No, it's Devonta Freeman, right? No, wait. Nah, I don't know. It's getting late. I don't know.
If this is Freeman, I'm doing it.
Yeah, for sure. If it's Adams, no.
Yeah, if it's Adams, no. Tyreek and I mean, those are like two of the top five wide receivers.
It has to be because the rest of his team. Yeah, it has to be because that was probably his first and second round pick right there, Devontae and Hill. I'm guessing.
Okay, we're almost done here, guys. Almost done. No authority. Who will emerge out of the Chiefs' backfield?
The best one. The best runner.
Assuming health, I think McCoy is the best player there.
He's the healthiest and the most. Yeah, I mean he's done the most in his career. Yes, he's the best player.
From the channel. Go ahead.
Oh, there's
go
a couple. Ahead,
Damian Williams wins it back. I still have faith in him.
I still have faith in him. I do. I don't know how bad his injury is, and I don't know what they want to do there. Reed just, I don't know. It's tough.
I got a couple more here from that I added lately, and we've only got 30 minutes, so let's go. CMTKL, Kyler 30 Murray.
30 minutes. We got like five. Come on, man.
CMTKL.
Get it going.
Kyler Murray or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
All right, same guy. Best stash lottery ticket running back, Ito Smith or Jordan Wilkins?
Ito Smith.
Wilkins.
Neither one is a lottery stash. I would say Qadri Allison is a lottery stash over either one of these guys.
Okay.
But Ito is a guy you could flex right now.
Okay. Echo Stapp, standard league, single tight end. Tight end cannot play flex. Have Kelsey and Andrews. Do I hold both or try to trade one away? If so, who? I need a running back. I have CMC, Dalvin Cook, Mostert, and Malcolm Brown.
I mean, it just depends on what you get back. They're both good tight ends to have. If you can get a really high end, you know, one of the top three or four running backs that aren't on your team for Kelsey, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
otherwise, you know, get rid of Andrews and make sure that you're getting, you know, try to trade Andrews for a player you'll use every week at a different position.
Yeah, sell high on Andrews if you can. I don't know if this is just going to keep going.
What, the questions? Oh, they never stop. Greg Elliott, drop Texans D for Bucks D this week. Good ROS 2.
I mean, yes this week, and
2-3.
Yes for this week, and I'm still streaming.
I'm confident
with Tampa all season.
Right. If you're going to step off that ledge and go to the Bucks, you're probably going to end up streaming, unless you can grab the Texans afterwards. Derek 225, pick up Curtis Samuel or Will Fuller in full PPR.
Curtis Samuel.
Will Fuller.
Fuller.
That was Stills there. Stills is annoying. And then Kiki.
Yeah, Stills is competing with Kiki though, not Fuller.
I don't know. I saw Stills hit like a 50-yard bomb down the middle. That used to be Fuller.
I mean, he's hurting Kiki really badly.
I mean, Curtis Samuel can legit be the number one on that team at the end of the season. Fuller, he's so muddled there.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't know this early on with Cam being hurt. I think Kyle Allen, I've seen him target Olsen a bunch. I haven't seen him target much of it. I got to go back and look at more film, but I know he loves Olsen. He loves the tight end. I don't know who else he's going to target aside from that. And I just don't know how bad Cam's foot is.
All right. Ricardo Banks, thoughts on Eckler rest of season? What can I trade him for right now or later PPR league?
I mean, right
whatever
now.
You want.
I mean,
yeah, get whatever you want for him right now.
He's the number one running back right now, and he's only going to go down in value, especially if there starts being more Melvin Gordon buzz about Melvin Gordon coming back in the next, you know, 4 weeks from now or something. So trade him, get a, you know, get a wide receiver one or something.
Yep. Infante, pick one rest of season, PPR, MT or Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
All right. Derek 225, who wins the trade, full PPR, Nick Chubb and Chris Carson or Ezekiel Elliott? What side do you want?
Chubb, Carson.
Kevin Carson.
Cowboys fan?
That's a tough one for me without knowing the rest of your squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough because you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. I love Carson. I love Carson and Chubb, so yeah. But I would probably say Zeke. Go Zeke.
All right. This is just a screen cap of a trade proposal. Jimmy Garoppolo and Mark Andrews for Aaron Rodgers. He's getting Aaron Rodgers. I'm good with that. I'm very good with that.
If you're starting Jimmy G, go get Rodgers.
Yeah. Eat some Aaron. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was former Bears fan. Give me a cookie. Drop McCoy for Aguilar. PPR bench, only 10 slots. Don't want to waste two of them on a committee. I have Williams and Thompson. So, no, I don't think so.
I'm dropping Darwin Thompson for
Eckler,
not McCoy.
Drop Darwin.
You dropping McCoy?
You should be picking up Darwin right now.
Why can't you trade something?
I'm not picking. So you're telling me that you're picking up Darwin Thompson and dropping McCoy?
No, I'm not dropping McCoy. I'm just saying, and I'm suggesting what Steve has just said. Actually, why can't you trade? I don't want to drop either one of these guys. I don't want to drop Darwin Thompson. I'm not dropping a guy in a Chiefs backfield. I'll hold on to all three if I have them.
Yeah, especially for Aguilar. Unless, how desperate are you that you got to start Aguilar? You got to have enough wide receivers and start one of these running backs.
He's not going to win you a league. One of these running backs on the Chiefs will.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, let's start with you on this one because this is your kind of people. Dirty Bird for life. Trade away Mixon and O.J. Howard for Kittle. This is trade question. So Mixon and O.J. Howard for Kittle.
I think you're overpaying. I think Mixon for Kittle's too much.
Let alone throwing O.J. in there.
All right. Trade away Zeke for Julio and Josh Jacobs. Which side do you like?
I like Julio Jacobs. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's a lot of J's. Julio Jones and Josh Jacobs. I like it. Trade away Miles Sanders for Vance McDonald. His other running backs are Zeke, Mixon, and Kerryon. Tight end is already O.J. Howard.
I'm sitting put. No. Staying put.
Yeah, I think O.J. Howard does okay.
Yeah, stick on that one. Rum Rob, 12-team, PPR, 2 running back, 3 wide receiver, 2 flex, 2 IR deep bench. Not much available on waivers. I am proposing Debo. Okay, this is a trade question. Debo, John Ross, Geis, Gore for Mike Evans and Kenyon Drake.
I like that, especially with Kenyon Drake rumors about him being traded. So, yeah, I like this move.
I just don't – I'm fine with it. I don't – Drake doesn't matter. You're getting Mike Evans, right? And you're basically getting rid of people you're not using. So, good job. Go pick up some more people.
I'm fine with it. I like it. Guys, I got one more.
All right. We'll do this one. How does everyone feel about Ted Ginn and Tre'Quan Smith under Teddy Bridgewater moving forward?
You can't use either.
No.
I feel like they moved up, but I feel like they were grabbing stash and watch for sure.
Tre'Quan possibly moved up. Ted Ginn's old. But you're not starting any of these guys. It's a stash, and then unless you're in a deep league, I don't think we can recommend you stashing them. We talked about so many other players tonight that you can stash over these guys.
Yep. All right. There's 2 questions left. We'll blow through them.
If there's 2 questions, we'll blow through.
30 seconds. B. Garcia, 84. I offered Montgomery, Kerryon, and Christian Kirk for Saquon. Is that too much to offer?
No, not if that's who you want. I'm fine overplaying for certain players, you know. So where Lucas earlier said he'd take Zeke, even though that was an overpay, you know, you're going to get your favorite player. I'd overpay a little bit for Saquon.
Yeah, same here.
All right.
Yeah, I think he's fine. Lefty, assuming he has other depth.
All right, last one. Lefty 007, 1 point PPR. I have a trade offer for – okay, so he's selling Christian Kirk. And in return, he's getting Evan Engram. He already has O.J. Howard. His wide receiver depth is Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Hardman, and Alshon.
This is a hard yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hard yes.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah, hard yes. Do it. Do it now. Kill me. Come on. Kill me. Go ahead. All right. That's it. Oh, shit. All right. There's 4 from the Facebook. These are easy. Jeff, would you consider picking up Sterling Shepard now that Daniel Jones is starting? He's not feeling it. I say, yeah, get Sterling Shepard. Why not?
Yep.
Why not?
Yep.
Sure. Was the one there.
Yeah. Was offered Zach Ertz for Michael Thomas. I'm going to pass on that trade. I'm sticking with Thomas. Donald Nelson, thinking about training James Conner since Big Ben hurt. Should I? I say no.
No.
Nope. 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 Nope, nope, nope.
No, 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 no.
Richard Davis, thoughts on Seattle's defense this week at home versus the Saints? I kind of feel like it almost is streamable. I don't know. They're 4th on my list.
That'd be too bad.
Yeah, there's so many other good defenses, though.
I'm not playing Seattle's defense.
Yeah, right. There's other options.
Kamara going to rip them up.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's the end of the mail sack, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. And anybody that listened the full 3 hours, hey, you have my respect. I want to thank Lucas, Dirty Jobs, and Prophet Hoos for being on the show. You can reach all of them on the Sleeper app. Just go to the Sleeperwire channel. You can also go to the Facebook group, Sleeperwire Fantasy Football Club. We're there. Twitter, at Sleeperwire Show. That'll lead you to us on Twitter as well. And we'll be back next Wednesday. Show coming out on Friday for Start Sit Stuff with Chris and Hoos, and I don't know who else is on that show. George, maybe? So we'll have a lot more.
We got a new show, too. The Beat. On Beat.
Oh, yeah.
We got Beat Reporters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, more of that later. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Good night, guys.